Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, 140 jobs at the Arabon Dairies in Galway are in doubt this morning. And in the last few minutes, Arabon has confirmed that they have decided to accept an offer from Orivo to purchase Arabon's liquid milk sales book. They say the site in Kilcullen is not included in the sale, and Arabon is looking at options for alternative use. All sales employees will transfer with the business. Well, Michael Fitzmaurice is independent TD for Roscommon Galway, and he joins me on the line. Michael, good morning to you. This is a little confusing now, what's been happening in the last few minutes. What do you know about what's going on?
First of all, Claire, 2 days ago I got information that there was a board meeting going to take place about the future of the liquid milk in Arabon, and basically it's the Kilconnell plant that's involved. The board meeting was to be tonight, actually. Once the news broke, they brought the meeting forward to last night. And my understanding, and basically they have confirmed it, everything that I've said in the last 2 days, that the board decision has been made that they're selling the book. And I want to be very clear that they're selling the book to Arriva, that the plant in Kilconnell from May of next year will no longer be basically be in production. This, thus, obviously, the jobs that will be there will be lost. Now, they would have stated on that press release today that the sales part of it in relation to probably the distribution in relation to the contracts that they have, that those people would be staying on. My information, and I'm open to correction, obviously, I'm not making an allegation, my information would be different to that, thus that it would add up to probably 140 jobs, but I'm open to correction on that.
Well, the statement says that the sales employees will transfer with the business. Yeah, I don't know what the breakdown is in the the 140 jobs there.
Yeah, well, about, I'd say about between 30 and 35 would be that part of it. I would be, my information would be different to that, but look, I have to take it for better what's said. Also, that there's a 7-year contract in the line of the liquid milk, that if the likes of Arriva needs some of that milk from Arabon, that will be part of it. Basically, the farmers that are producing liquid milk for the next 7 years, that their contracts or whatever will be honoured by Arabon. But just to put it in context, Claire, to be the same as if you were ringing someone in Kildare this morning, and I'll put it in context of the number of jobs in the area, that if you were saying the likes of Intel, that something was going to happen there, when you compare the number, say the number of people that live in the area and how valuable that this has been to the Kilconnell area and to the, it's not alone the workers is there, but it's also basically the shops and the different enterprises around the area.
Yes, it has a huge impact. 140 jobs is huge in the area. And what will happen to the milk now, do you know? Where would it go for processing?
Everything is, just to be clear, everything is going to be staying as is, our understanding. In turn, approximately May of next year. And then, obviously, the Arabon milk will be going to their plant in Nina, and whatever requirement that Arriva will require will be brought to where they have their, basically, their carton plant or their bottling plant for doing the liquid milk. Now, I spoke to senior people in Arabon this morning, and in relation to the Kilconnell plant, you know, the question we have is, what about the workers and what about the future of Kilconnell? There is no plans at the moment, in fairness to them. They said they will sit down. I'm actually meeting them next week. They're sitting down to basically, if there's any good ideas or something going forward to try and bring jobs in, they are willing to do that. And that's why it's important that the likes of the Tánaiste and IDA and Enterprise Ireland gets involved, because this is a severe blow. This is subject to the competition authority, but in my opinion, that's basically not good. You know, there's nothing, okay, there's nothing going to happen there that's going to stop this.
All right, Michael, thank you for bringing us up to date on that. Just to go back to the statement, subject to the sale going ahead, it's anticipated that processing at the plant will continue until summer of 2023, as Michael Fitzmaurice was saying. Milk supply and upcoming liquid milk contracts will not be impacted by the decision. Arabon's priority is to support all employees and suppliers during the transition. And I'm sure we'll hear more about that story on RTÉ News throughout today.